Dreamscape presents The Stitchers by Lorian Lawrence. Narrated by Rebecca Gibble. Chapter 1. If there's one thing I know for certain, it's that Mike Warren is always late. "Calm down," he texts. "I'm coming." I sigh heavily as though he can hear me from his house, which almost leans against my own, they're so close together. From the outside, the houses themselves are nearly identical, except there's a dog perched in my living room window. Billy's old eyes stare me down as if to ask, "Why don't you take me with you anymore?" I offer him a weak smile before turning back around, facing Goody Lane.
"You ready?"
Mike asks, startling me as he finally joins me on the sidewalk. He lowers his Yankees hat over his eyes and offers me one of his smirks before flicking on the end of my ponytail. "Are you ever going to be on time?" I ask, tossing my hair out of his reach. "It's 6:35.
"Wow, Parker, 5 whole minutes.
"Yes, 5 whole minutes late."
"What can I say? I need my beauty sleep in the morning. Unlike some people."
He raises an eyebrow in a way that makes me blush. He notices and laughs.
"Just kidding, Parker. Don't be so serious."
I scowl at him and start to jog in place. "You warm?"
"Who isn't? It's 90 degrees out here."
"Then let's go. They're not coming."
"Of course they're coming. They come every morning."
I wave my hand across the street, motioning to the empty lawns. "Look. No one's there." He whistles under his breath just as one of the front doors opens.
"Told you. Here comes Ms. B."
I follow his gaze just as our neighbor glides out of her house on a pair of delicate heels. As usual, her face is painted as if she's ready for an old movie premiere, even though it's 6:30 in the morning. Red lips, rosy cheeks, spider leg lashes, and smooth, plastic-looking skin, despite the fact that she's supposedly older than my Grandma Jane. A layered gold necklace hangs around her neck, shimmering against her long emerald gown. Her hair is black and woven into an elegant knot on the top of her head.
"Good morning, Ms. B,"
Mike calls, waving and smiling from my driveway. Ms. B arches a penciled eyebrow.
"What's good about it?"
she snarls.
"Sun's
sample complete. Ready to continue?"